Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I'm your host, the host with the most, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donnie Kayfabe, a.k.a. Donnie Capri, a.k.a. Donsky Black Amora, a.k.a. the modern day goof. Coming at you, baby, baby, like Cleopatra. Gabba, gabba, wee, gabba, wee, gabba. Gabba, gabba, oh yeah, baby, the girl is mine, and damn, she's fine. Everybody, welcome to 2018. We are back in studio. I'm sitting here getting caffeinated. Give me a second. Let me have a little bit of a hot brew. Yeah, delicious. Hey, I'm here with Nasty Newman.
How about it?
What up? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, everybody, remember, this podcast, give it 5 stars, rate and subscribe. This is a 5-star podcast experience. And also, we got the cash-in feature. This is the only professional wrestling podcast where you can cash in your opinion on this show. Leave us a voicemail at 316-530-2429-316. 530-2429. Yeah. Gabba-wee. Oof, I am pumped to be back in studio.
That was a record. Looking at you went for like a minute.
Was it a minute?
It was like a minute, solid minute.
Yeah, man. And I also got a new nickname, too, which is going to probably make this intro even longer. My new nickname being the Patreon Don. Our Patreon is live. And we got some awesome subscribers already on the Patreon. It's launched for less than a week. Man. People want to support this show. And remember, the Patreon is to raise money for my half-hour professional wrestling material-only stand-up special that I will film this year. Mark my words, whether you support it or not.
Mark
or maybe
my
if
words.
You don't support it. I don't know. You know. Anyway, look, I got to give a shout-out to a bunch of our Patreons. Our patrons. They're called patrons.
Is that true?
Yeah. They're called patrons. So, hey, let's give a shout-out to Charlie Carroll. Yeah, baby. Thanks for supporting the show. Uh-oh. Terrible fucking Tulo. Nick Tulo. Yeah. Jerk Mills, a.k.a. Jack Mills. Thanks for supporting the show. Lex Nolings. Yeah. Arlen Marmel. Hey, guys, he's supporting the show, okay?
So?
Sean Bartlett. Yeah. Guys, if you're driving right now, your windows are fine. And Kevin Caprileone. Oh, you know what? Yo, by the way.
Totally disrespecting his heritage.
No, Kevin's a man. I sent Kevin a message separately. Yep. To be like, yo, can you phonetically tell me how to say your last name? Because I'm going to fuck it up. So I put myself in my head that I would fuck it up. But hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play him saying his name on the show right now, okay? And then this way we didn't get it wrong. Caprillion.
Caprillion. Like a million, but Caprillion.
Yeah, Caprillion. Okay.
Caprillion-dollar cup properties.
Caprillion-dollar properties.
Yeah, the Caprillion-dollar man, okay? We don't need to mention
that's
Caprillion.
Caprillion. That's the new meme.
It's the Caprillion-dollar man.
Caprillion-dollar properties.
Holy fuck.
Okay,
tactics.
Anyway.
Please post a picture of yourself in the Facebook group so we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Hey, so if you want to support the show and support the special I'm trying to put together, go on Patreon. And look, don't worry. Look, there's some cool rewards on there. You know, we don't care about the rewards. Go on there. You can donate a dollar, whatever. Yeah. Just anything. Anything is cool, man. Support the show. Also, if you want to pick up our cow t-shirts, which are now officially being shipped.
Yeah, they are on the way. If you don't have one, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Go to prowrestlingtees.com/comediansofwrestling. A bunch of you are buying the t-shirts. It's awesome. Seems to be the NWO COW LaCroix shirt is a hot
that makes sense.
Item.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems to be the going shirt. I can't wait to get mine, and I will be rocking it as we record next week. Okay, enough of the plugs. Let's get into all the hot wrestling action. I will say, listen to the show, Aaron Finnerty.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Told me. Because last week you drank a disgusting Rowdy Roddy Piper bubblegum soda.
Yes. Which this you week, made me finish. You wouldn't let me leave your house until I finished it.
That's right. I trapped him. Actually, it's true. I have like a gated, I have like this stupid gate on my house because like LA is so shady. You have to have like a fucking, someone will just rob you blind if you don't have a 4-foot fence. that's part of LA culture. I get they must deter somebody.
Yeah.
These fences. I was told that LaCroix, the coconut LaCroix with iced coffee, hot with a cold brew, is the new hotness, is what I've been told.
Fake news.
You know what? It's fake news?
I that sounds so disgusting to
me. Who told you this?
Aaron Finn, Jabroniak. Aaron
she had good taste. I don't want to.
Who wants to try?
She's like, you should try the coconut. Coconut with a cold brew with her Philly accent.
Are you shooting on Philly?
Yeah.
All right.
You should try the LaCroix coconut with the cold brew. That joint's sick.
Just to say, anyone who gave us shit for being only for being coastal elites, coastal elites. Anyone who gave a shit for that? That was us ripping on a coastal city. Who wants to try this? Hold on, let's crack it to the one.
I'll try some.
All right. Here we go. What do you think the percentage is?
I don't know. What's
also,
the ratio?
Keep in mind, this is a professional wrestling podcast.
Not at all sponsored by LaCroix.
Fancy boys.
Here, somebody drink this.
Here, pass it
to
me.
Go first.
All right, Dick.
Oh,
I didn't go to college, but I feel like this is what a lot of it was like.
Newman, you never went to college?
Never went to college.
Well, that's a jabroni move.
Why is that? I have no debt. Living my best life.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. Oh. All right.
Okay, I will say that it smells good, so that's a good sign.
Okay, just see. Drink it.
Oh, god damn, that's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, look, so, all right, look, we got to get into all the, what do we think? What's the consensus here?
It tastes like I smoked a cigarette through a suntan lotion bottle.
All right, sounds pretty good. All right, I don't want to mess up. All right, let's get into wrestling. Okay, so, all right, one thing I want to announce about pro wrestling, this is kind of peripheral also, but we'll get it. Well, look, the road to Mania is paved with tangential things. Everyone knows that. And I had this epiphany one day. I was watching wrestling this week. I think I watched 9 hours of 10 hours of pro wrestling this week. Maybe more.
You got a good TV for it now, so.
And I got a nice TV. I was thinking one of my goals for this podcast is to get Freddie Prinze Jr. on this show.
All right.
Okay, so people don't know this. FPJ, he wrote for wrestling. Wrote for WWE. He was like a, you know, Hollywood actor, and then was like, hey, I love wrestling so much, I'm going to go write for them. And I think he did like a year writing for them.
Yeah.
So,
do you know what
we got to think of a hashtag to bother him and get him to come on the Comedians of Wrestling. Is it the Cow FPJ? I don't know. We'll think of it.
Yeah, we got to.
You guys pitch him on the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah. And
he's got to be gettable. He seems like he's definitely within our realm.
Well, don't disrespect him. I don't think he's gettable. I think he's super busy. And if he came in here, he's doing us a favor.
I think he's super busy. It would be a favor. But like, I feel like we there's definitely less than 6 degrees of separation between us and Freddie Prinze.
Yeah, no, totally. We'll get him in here. We'll get him in here. It's gonna be amazing. I don't know if I'll be able to talk.
Be doing an intro. You'll still be doing your intro, right?
I'll still be doing the intro. Okay. Anyway, so. All right, let's get into Raw, okay?
All right,
I watched Raw this week.
Yeah,
it felt so long.
Yeah,
did you feel like Raw was like I was watching it and during it I was like, wow, was there another hour?
Yeah,
it wasn't even a bad episode. It was a pretty good episode.
I was gonna say I think it was a really good episode.
It was a really good episode. It's just 3 hours. Even that's what was interesting about it. It's like even when it's really good, sometimes it can be like. All right, I've had enough of watching this right now. Yeah. I would like this to end.
Well, interestingly, like coming off of like the 6-hour Wrestle Kingdom 12, that felt like it was like it moved along at a faster clip than a 3-hour episode of Raw.
Yeah, agree. Let's get into the good shit. Let's talk about the grappling hook.
Okay. Oh my god.
Okay, so well, you're reacting big.
It was so over the top. I love it.
Yeah, I thought this was one of the best moments in Raw history.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going. I want to go really far. I want to say, like, a lot. You know, I think about it in terms of this. New Japan was super hot this week, right?
Yeah.
We had the Wrestle Kingdom match, which did it. Well, last time we record, that was happening that night.
Yeah,
well, last time we heard it didn't happen. Yeah. So look, Jericho Omega match was great. The pay-per-view was great. You know, I had a couple of views that I posted on the Comedians Wrestling Facebook page. A couple things that I know a lot of people are covering it, but no one was covering the fact that Okada's pants were bad. You know, I was hitting the main things, is that Okada's pants were no good.
Yeah.
Rarely in wrestling do you wear baggy pants. You shouldn't wear baggy pants. A couple guys maybe pull it off, but not even. I would even argue the Hardys shouldn't even be wearing baggy pants.
Sure.
Maybe during their like UFO pants days, they should do it. But like, never go. Even if we could see your fucking knee braces, Stone Cold was so cool because you saw his knee braces.
Yeah,
he wore one. I was like, it's so cool. He wears one. Then he wore two. I was like, no, I love it. I love it. It's awesome. Show us the knee braces. Like Matt Hardy, his pants. Maybe now I'm okay with them because
right.
His thing is that he's doing it wrong, right? It's part of his gimmick is that he's doing it all wrong. All right. But New Japan, we're talking about, oh, the wrestling's so good. But here's where you're like, hey, here's where WWE got your number.
Yeah.
That kind of production to have Strowman go, first off, beat the shit out of Brock Lesnar. Did you see that?
Yeah.
There was no way that didn't really hurt Lesnar.
Oh, I know. Yeah. When he
smashed
it, when he fell into that that like subwoofer thing, and it landed on Brock Lesnar's like whole head and arm area, it looked real.
Oh yeah, it looked super real. Well, I mean, because it was real.
Sure,
it just was an empty. What do you call those? Your band guy? What are those?
Cabinet.
Are they called cabinets?
Well, it was like a subwoofer.
A half stack.
It was a cabinet. It was like but not like a guitar cabinet.
You know the thing
like
in Breaking like Bad that he bought to like. Put to like a traveling meth facility in.
Oh, yeah.
All right, whatever. I don't know. I'm not cool in that way. But yeah, so he had them, and you know, so he goes and he's like, Strowman finds this grappling hook.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, that must have been a taped segment, right?
Yeah.
He finds it first try, throws it up like he's fucking Batman. It could perfectly loops around, and then he pulls the entire thing down. First off, what was that rig?
Like
it didn't hold anything up. Yeah. It didn't hold anything up. It was just some rig.
Well, why was there let's go back a step
farther.
Why was there a grappling hook? Why would there ever be a grappling hook?
Why does it matter, though? Everyone said that on the Facebook page. We're like, why is there a grappling hook? Why not?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, there's like, I mean, you can't see a place. You can't. First off, my guess is this.
Grappling hook ex machina? Is like,
yeah.
just one because there has to be?
You could see a reason that the lighting crew would need a grappling hook. Like, what if, like, the facility doesn't have a proper ladder and they gotta rig something up?
What if they had to swing across a snake pit?
Yeah, what if they swing across? Yeah, what if they had to do that thing where Batman's in trouble and his only way out is up? The bad guys have never figured that out. He's gonna go up. they gotta get that belt. Batman, I mean, they've never gone for. No, has any villain ever gone for the belt?
Like
they always
want to
take his mask off.
Right, yeah.
Right? And you're like, just take the belt off. Right. Everything's on the belt.
He's got all those wonderful toys, yeah.
Everything's on the belt. I mean, yeah. Does he get these toys, right?
He's got his wallet in the front.
I'm so caffeinated, it's insane.
I know. Because
I got a coffee before, and then we wanted to do the Finnerty Challenge.
You're literally surrounded by three coffees.
It's actually
this
insane.
Is new level.
It's actually insane. I know. We should get a picture of it.
I got it.
Do we got? Well, we should get it. Well, we got a social media guy, right?
Yeah.
Is it Nosh around here?
He should be like next door. Can we get him when we text him?
Yeah. Is he walking in the hallways here?
Yeah. Nosh. Yeah.
Nosh, come in.
Yeah.
Yo, take a.
Hey, what, you guys recording in here?
Yeah, yeah, dude, take a.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. Never know what you guys are up to in here.
Yo, Anosh, I don't know. Do you follow the Facebook page at all?
Yeah, I'm on the Facebook. All my feed is now on Facebook is wrestling stuff.
Have you seen the fucking Anosh hashtag?
Oh, I've seen it. I wake up in the morning. It's the first thing I see.
Yeah, the first thing you see is that.
Literally, I'm telling you, the algorithm has changed my Facebook. COW Nation has taken over my Facebook. It's insane.
Listen, Anosh. No one tells me, Zig, you don't tell me shit around here. I didn't even know a lot of your roles until whatever. You're the social media guy?
I'm a social media guy for UCB Comedy Podcasts.
Okay, so you run the Instagram?
Yeah, for all the different podcasts on the network.
Well, first thing we want to do is we want to get a picture of how caffeinated I am.
Yeah, you got a lot of beverages around
for the Jabroniacs. I want to just show everyone that the coffee gimmick is not a gimmick. It's authentic, okay?
Line up your beverages.
How many beverages I got?
So many drinks.
All these are actively being drank.
You have six containers in front of you right
He's
now.
He's like taking a sip.
He has three types of water. This is insane.
He's taking a sip of this one, go. A sip of that one.
They're all open.
They're all open.
Dan takes one sip of water and then throws the bottle away.
Okay.
The rest is monkey piss.
All right, so Anosh, you do. So, because. All right. Look, Anosh.
Organize your drinks before you do it.
Look, hold on. Let me organize the drinks. I don't want to spill any.
Also, not one coaster is he using.
No.
What?
So you're using a single coaster.
I don't know. We do coasters. Guys.
We have a whole stack here. Just take one. I want you spilling stuff on my equipment.
Yeah.
Okay, look. All right, we'll get back to Strowman right after because now we have fucking Anosh in here.
Right.
Yo, actually, Anosh. So, all right, post that. What? I want to talk to you about one of your posts on the. On
oh,
the
yeah. Please.
Wait,
please.
So you. All right, so you. We gotta communicate, me and you, about what we're posting. Because I know you don't watch wrestling at all, right?
No, I don't know anything about wrestling. I followed it.
Are you going to start? If you want to post for our social media, you want to start?
Inherently, I kind of have been because it's falling into my lap. But I used to love wrestling from like 94 to 2001. I was obsessed with wrestling as a kid.
Okay. So, yeah, I
gave it seven good years.
Gave it seven good years, and then I was like out for 18.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's a mistake on your part. What are you watching? Like Dawson's Creek?
big Gilmore Girls fan.
I love Gilmore Girls.
Frankie and Gracie, is that the...
Is that what you watch? No, what do you actually watch? Like, I'm saying, like, do you watch real sports or what do you watch?
Yeah, well, I'm Canadian, so I watch a lot of hockey.
Oh, that's a real stereotype?
Yeah,
Okay, now you really do watch a lot of hockey?
I do. I played hockey since I was, like, 4 years old, too.
Okay. So look, I'm looking at the we need to have more synergy with the Instagram account. Okay, you can follow the at Comedians of Wrestling. Yeah. That's our Instagram.
I'm trying my best here, Dan. You're a ruthless host. It's hard.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, I think you do okay. Like, you're pulling a lot of stuff that's good that I've sent you and stuff. But like, then you went rogue on one post. There's one post you didn't run by me, and you just decided out of nowhere to take a picture of Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
And superimpose Jodie Foster's on Joe, and it says Samoa Jodie Foster. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the problem, look.
I went rogue.
I nice attempt, but I don't, I, all right, first off, I'm not a pun guy. Like, all right, see, like, this is a, you know.
Donsky Blackamore?
Yeah.
Is that a pun? Does that count as a pun?
Fully.
Yeah, but. I only came up with it.
Okay.
It's not mine. Okay, but do I hold Arlen in high praise?
No.
I mean, it's fine, but there's a couple things about it. First off, Joe is holding a Universal title in this picture. So he's never won the title, but I guess he picked it up when he beat somebody up. Secondly, what was the logic here?
Well, I don't know anything about wrestling, and I just needed to produce content, so I just started throwing words together. And
that's
Samoa Joe. Did you know who Samoa Joe was?
I knew of him based on conversations that you guys have had.
Got it.
I don't know who he is. I Googled him. I Googled wrestlers, and then I also know who Jodie Foster is, and then I put the two together.
I know. Okay. No, I know what
I'm
you
looking
did.
At it right now.
I know what you did. And look, I'm not going to be... I look... We just need to communicate more, okay?
Yeah.
Because I can't have posts
well,
on here.
I'm sorry. I
can't have posts on here that, like, I'm on here claiming that, you know, I know about wrestling.
Yeah.
And you got to listen to me and my podcast. And then you go on here and you see that all I'm doing is making puns that a three-year-old can come up with.
I know. I'm the front lines representing you. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll dial back on that. I have some more pitches, though, in the future for some content.
All right, we'll talk about it. Just run them by me so we have a thing. All right. But look, I'll say, look, this girl, someone said thanks for the laugh on the Samoa Jody Foster post. So.
I got some bad news for you, Dan. It looks like that might be like the most liked picture on the Instagram page.
I haven't looked at the metrics.
The most engagement besides the one with you in the backstage at Bar.
But is it the right kind of engagement?
I will say this.
All right, look.
The size of Jodie Foster's head is disturbing to me.
Okay, whatever. The point is this. Anosh, I need more effort for you to communicate, okay? I know you were gone for the holidays, and you've been assigned to me, okay? And I don't have really any say here or anything.
You're stuck
I just need you, just run stuff by me, okay? And also, look, everyone, just so you know, the Instagram is a hybrid thing, okay?
Yeah.
It's not only me.
Oh, yeah, it's split between like four people,
it's
right?
It's not only me. Yeah. So if anything you see on there is a little off, it's probably hashtag fucking Anosh. All right, Anosh.
So that's a negative connotation with fucking Anosh? Because I was reading it online like, fucking Anosh.
No, that's, Anosh. That's, no, that's... I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody, but that's not where it's at. So just let's try to limit the puns, okay?
All right. I apologize for the puns and the very thin content.
What are you up to? What are you doing in the back?
I'm just working on UCB comedy stuff and other stuff. But I'm going to work on some pitches, and then I'll come back, and I'll give you some pitches on different content.
All right, cool. All right, whatever. You hang out, do whatever you want.
All right, cool.
All right, so anyway, here's the thing. Strowman. Yeah. Strowman is white hot.
Yeah.
Get back into it. Yeah. Thanks, Anosh. All right. So... I mean, this feels exactly like going into his first Lesnar match where you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is, like, popular enough to win.
Yeah.
You don't get that much more. You don't get more hot than this.
Yeah.
But it's the time of year where, like, there's no way he can win the title right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, would he? Fuck. I mean, like, I don't know, man. He could. Because I think...
Going into Mania with the belt, so you think Strowman, like, is he a big enough name that people know? Like, I'm saying, you know, this is WrestleMania we're talking about.
Right.
And we don't want him to drop it. You want whoever wins the belt to go in as the champ. You know. Right. I mean, I know there's the last stop, fast lane.
Right.
he can drop it, but I don't think that's the goal, right? I mean, that's what they did last year. They had Kevin Owens drop the belt.
Yeah. I just don't know what. When you do it, I mean, the guy's young, he's hungry, he's obviously over, he's ready. So it's like, do you just keep him on the back burner forever because Brock Lesnar exists?
Can he survive another loss? He can lose here to Kane, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, here, like, with Kane in there, he can lose and still look awesome. They can, like we talked about, they can team up on him. But, I mean, is there a world where you can push Strowman right now? I can't see it, because what's a big match? The only way to do it is have it be a triple threat, you know? And you have Strowman. I mean, because Strowman Lesnar one-on-one is not good enough for WrestleMania.
Right.
It's just not. I'm sorry. It's not. Like, not when you have, like...
We've already seen it, too.
We've seen it. If it didn't happen this year, and it's just Strowman's not big enough yet.
Right.
He's popular enough, but he's not big enough. Mm. Yeah. If we didn't see that Lesnar match, maybe. Now, if Lesnar's out of the picture for Mania, there's no chance he's out of the picture for Mania. He's the champion the whole year. He's keeping the belt. So it's just, Strowman will bounce back from it. It's just such a bummer to see someone not get their due when they've, like, clearly earned it. Like, he's done such incredible work this year that it's last year and leading up to this that it's a bummer. That was my mess up on my top 10. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. So, all right, let's move on. So I thought that was, I thought that segment was so hot.
Yeah.
Especially with Heyman building it up. And then, like, oh, they made Lesnar look so strong and cool. And then just Strowman just shut it down. It was like, oh my God, Lesnar's like a little bitch compared to this guy. It's great work. All right, so let's talk about Jason Jordan. He was a big topic on the Comedians Wrestling Facebook page. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I wonder if Jason Jordan is as big of a conversation piece as he is on this podcast, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he needs repackaging. I've said I want him in I want him in either full-on American flag gear, right. like full-on Angle. Just be like, I'm Angle, son. I dress like Angle. Instead of this thing, it's in between. Right, right. now, he's just in between. He's like a guy looking for his thing. It's like, no, either do that or go full-on like black undies, right? Just classic heel wrestler.
Yeah, I think that this match, if we can jump ahead for a second, the Shield, well, the Shield with Jason Jordan and versus the Club, was kind of like perfect TV wrestling.
Yeah.
The build up throughout the episode, the way it was shot. And then I think I really like Jason Jordan sort of mirroring in the Shield sort of what he is on the roster, where it's like he's a kid who's being pushed kind of quickly, trying to fit in and trying to be like one of the guys. And that was, I think, executed well in a parallel in like the storytelling. It was kind of perfect the way that they did it.
Well, yeah. I think like part of the thing is like Jason Jordan, comparing to like Gable on SmackDown, just for it, right? Gable's being thrown in there being like, all right, this promo has to be good.
Yeah.
Right? And his promo was fine. It was okay.
Sure.
It wasn't amazing, but it was a decent segment for a long segment. I think if you look at Jason Jordan this week, he was a little rough around the edges, but that was the gimmick.
Right.
The thing was like, he is greener than these other guys. And he's even by standing next to them, there's that potential. Like an amazing moment. I was calling them the shitty Shield.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, it's the shitty Shield. The Champions Club moment was amazing.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, we're in the Champions Club. And then Rollins just like puts his head in his hands.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. This like, that's so terrible.
And then the club is laughing at him. Like,
and also like, to be honest, like, it wasn't that bad even. Like, it wasn't that bad of a line. It was a moment they sold to me like, that's bad. Like, you could easily see Roman Reigns saying, we're the Champions Club.
Yeah.
Seriously, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the big dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he could. So I think that being said, I think I think that was really good. I also think, like, he has a thing about him that's, like, he's kind of, like, you know, goofy in a way that, like, is like Angle. Like, he reminds me of Angle in a weird way. But it's so funny that, like, kayfabe, they have to have a moment at some point where they go, like, those test results were wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, he's not going to go through his whole wrestling career as being, like, kayfabe Angle's son.
Yeah.
Like, imagine he's, like, headlining Mania and they're like, this guy, Kurt Angle's fake son. You know what I mean? Like, he's not, I don't think that's gonna last. Well, I don't know. How do you feel about Jason Jordan?
I mean, yeah, I think like I said on the last podcast, I think we're going to get to a point where you're not going to remember the last time he had a bad match. I think, like I said, his acting is on, like, they're doing a good job of sort of like making his weaknesses shine as strengths.
Totally. Reigns. I feel like they got to let Reigns juice.
Yeah.
I feel like, look, you said you saw him live and he looked jacked up. Right?
I mean, the guy live, I was pretty close. I mean, he's in incredible shape.
I mean, something about the vest or something, I'm just like, he doesn't look, he needs to look bigger to me.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, look, I'm all about juicing. I think these guys all could be, if they want to do it, let them do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, he was starting to look a little deflated to me up there.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is like the guy, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, minor point. Okay, so let's move on to the return of The Miz.
Yeah.
Okay. So, The Miz. Okay, here's a hot take on The Miz. Don't like the haircut.
Yeah.
And those sunglasses are bad. He's wearing dated sunglasses.
But I didn't even know.
He's wearing like they look like the Porsche Carrera glasses, like the sunglasses. We can Google them. I thought his suit was not, it looked sharp, but it was not decorative enough. It was a little too much of like, this is a suit he would wear if you saw him.
Right.
And I want to see him in full-on kayfabe suits. I want to see like the tie with the connected to a brooch. You know what I mean? Like, I want the full-on suit that's like super decadent.
Right.
I think that's part of Miz's style is super good. I dig. But I thought the haircut looked too much like a regular guy's haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I liked he had like a full-on, you know, this is the haircut he had like when we used to know him, which like when he came in. Like, that's his real world haircut.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying like, I like his wrestling haircut. Yeah. I like when wrestlers have a haircut that is like extreme.
Sure.
I think it's dope.
Yeah.
Why not? Like Ziggler. I love when I hang out with Ziggler and he's got to fucking hide his hair. And like he has like the most ridiculous hair ever. Like he's a full lion's mane.
Yeah.
But when he's like a regular, I like the sacrifice of like, I'm a wrestler, so I look insane anywhere else but the ring. That's,
yeah.
I would kill to have that.
Sure.
Okay? Kill. No, so I think he looks too much like a guy who's going to be a dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, you can make the argument that that's what makes him more like big time. That's like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
You can make the argument that like, he if he's having like a scene transition
right.
into like, oh, now like he was character, now he's not. But I don't like it.
Yeah, I would have actually, here's a hot take for me. I would have postponed bringing him back. I would have let it cook a little longer because it felt sort of premature. You all right?
Yeah.
But yeah. So like, I know that he has to promote the movie. He has to... you know, work on the baby angle, but yeah, I would definitely maybe even keep him out till like maybe have him return at the Rumble, is what I would have done.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I think so. I think that's an argument, but I think there's a good argument there, but I think because of the WrestleMania, the Raw 25th anniversary
sure,
episode,
yeah.
and having the match with Reigns, I think that's cool,
right.
So I'm like, oh, cool. Now, because now it leaves us in this limbo of like, ooh, before the Rumble, like, where are they going to go with the IC belt? Are they going to take it off Reigns? We know that Reigns is probably going to go to...
God damn.
He's going to go off. But I mean,
is Reigns going to win the
fucking
Rumble?
That means potentially we see Reigns defend the IC belt. And if they... Oh, my God. Can you imagine the shoot? Like how... If he defends the IC belt against Miz in Philly and then wins the Royal Rumble, people would go insane. But I just think... I love the Miz's promo.
Yeah.
So I'm saying outfit-wise, I was a little off. I'm not saying he didn't need a change-up. But the promo was like, hey, I'm an actual threat. That's what made right. this promo good. It wasn't like, I'm having guests on here, and these guests are... I'm promoting them.
Right.
You know, I come on here, make them look good, because they can't speak, so I make a good segment for them, and then they get to beat me up.
Right?
This was like, no, I want my belt back. That is my belt. I'm the wrestler of the year. I'm Rolling Stone magazine. Do you see the close-ups on this guy? He's a fucking stud.
Yeah.
He's like a gorgeous man. You know, well, I told you that my gay friend is like real hot for the Miz.
Oh, really? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. He thinks, and I'm always like, Randy Orton's the hot one. He's like, no, Randy Orton's gross. And I'm always like, yeah, you're right. Randy Orton's more of what hetero guys want to look like. When I'm into it, I look at a hot dude because you know, sure. I think Randy Orton's super hot.
Right.
I want to be Randy Orton.
Sure.
It's not about, there's no sexual attraction there.
Right.
But I like that I equate that with like, I'm like, yeah, like, because I want to look like him, I must want to fuck him. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
that's my concept of being gay. Is I just want to be the person that I have sex with. That's also part of, yeah, I want to be my wife. I want to wake up. I want a Freaky Friday. All right, anyway. So... Miz, yeah. So I thought the Miz, the promo was really effective. Miz Taraj bit was really funny.
Yeah.
Both. I felt like when I was watching a good version of everything they were trying to do with gender.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where they were like, where Miz was able to sell it. But yeah, so I feel conflicted about it. I thought his sunglasses were dated fashion-wise. I actually think he should, sorry, they just, when it comes to the...
Fashion.
Gotta clean up the soundboard, Zig. I can't find anything.
This is the man that sends me 8 links to sound clips to pull 30 minutes before we get on the air.
Fashion.
Okay, I will shoosh you with the fashion.
Shoosh.
I gotta get a shoosh. My hand goes up, your mouth goes shut. Okay, but yeah, Miz, and keep in mind, everyone, I'm a Miz maniac. I am part of the Miz Taraj. I think Miz could be pushed to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see him as a potential face of the company. Like I have a lot of, I think, yeah. So okay. So where do they go from here? Is there any way here that, you know, the obvious thing is, okay, they're going to give the belt to Miz at Raw. And then Miz is IC champ, and then Miz goes into Mania with an IC match,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the obvious thing. And then Reigns goes on to the big dog. Right. He goes on to the big match. Is there any world here where they keep it on Reigns and then Miz does something different? Because there's no way they're going to let Miz, like, win the Rumble or something, right? Like, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the people who, because I say him, I said The Miz, and I said Finn Balor, I think was like my...
Baller Club. I mean,
picks.
I'd be so fucking bummed if they gave Balor the...
The belt back?
If they gave Balor the Rumble, I'd be so bummed.
Yeah, I mean...
Personally, I know that's probably a hot take. I think a lot of people would think it's pretty cool. But to me, over The Miz, it's like... I mean, The Miz is so deserving of a push over... The only... I mean, who would you want to win the Rumble over Miz?
Well, I don't know.
Want. I'm talking about want.
Want to? I don't know. Joe's out, so...
So Joe's injured.
Joe's injured. He has a
ruptured 6 weeks to potentially 4 months, right?
Yeah. The potential... So he has a ruptured plantar fascia, and the healing time on that can be 12 weeks.
Right. So you would want Joe to win over Miz?
Well, no, I'm just... If I had to pick somebody else, but no, The Miz...
Rollins is the only other guy I'm like...
Yeah,
I'm a Rollins. Rollins is the only guy in my head that wins. But no, I mean, you know... There's other guys I'm cool winning it. I actually think Shinsuke would be a cool guy to win the Rumble because I think it's just a great way to get him over.
Right.
You know, and Shinsuke AJ is a match I want to see at Mania, you know? So I'm cool with that, even though I am a Shinsuke mark, but not the biggest Shinsuke mark. Kevin Owens, I'm cool with winning the Rumble.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see that happening, but.
I mean, yeah.
Because he's like in a, you know, I think they're going to go into Mania with the Zayn thing.
Yeah.
Which is going to bum him out again. We're going to see his 365 again. All right. Cool. So, all right. So, what? All right. This is a random thing. What is with the fake phone calls of the G? Like, what is with that lazy booking of like, hey, here's how we're going to get this.
Yeah.
We're going to have Angle or Daniel Bryan on a fake phone call.
With, like, who? Like, Stephanie?
He was
or
like,
something?
Oh, yeah, hey, you, a veteran woman, like, coming back for the Royal Rumble? Like, what, like,
right.
Like, what was all these fake phone calls? Like, I'm saying it's a cool device, but it's so, they do it every single week.
Because they have to spell it out for some people.
Yeah.
You know, it's made for kids and it's made for idiots. And I think that, they have to spell it out. They have to be as obvious and ham-handed as they can.
Yeah,
to just get that message across, and to regular people watching, it's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. But okay, so I thought Samoa Joe is hurt. I thought he cut an amazing promo this week again. I know he was on a roll. This is kind of a bummer.
This is a real bummer.
His use of Pyrrhic victory, I thought was first off, I can't believe I've never heard that term used in wrestling before. That's like what a great. What a great concept. I mean, the concept they use, but what a great, like, no one's ever used it. I love that. Probably because they think it's, no one knows the word.
Right, yeah. I love that he, like, spelled it out, too, for, I was like, if you don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is, here's what it is.
I was definition like, of it.
I think that, ladies and gentlemen, Samoa Joe. We don't have that on the soundboard because that was from last week. But, yeah, cool. So, hey, before we get into other stuff, Royal Rumble is coming up, and we talked about Raw 25.
Yeah.
Our Jabroniac listener, Nick Tulo, he's going to be at Raw 25.
Oh, yeah?
25th anniversary, Raw 25, I'm calling it 25th anniversary, and he's got a cash in to talk about that. And also, he's going to be running our Comedians of Wrestling second annual Royal Rumble pool.
Yes, the lunatics are running the asylum at this point.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Now, okay. Look, he did it last year. He did it. He did it correctly. He did a good job. I'm putting my faith in him to run this thing. Okay. And if I get burned, it'll be shame on me. Okay. All right, let's listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast and Tulo Time proudly bring to you the second annual Royal Rumble pool. Terrible fucking Tulo. Donsky Blackamora. La Goof. Ha! Rasha! And if you ain't down with that, we got two words for ya. Gabowee! 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday, January 10th. The second annual Royal Rumble pool is underway. We have about 18 contestants already entered. We need another 12 more to complete the pool. If you're interested, I'll be putting a post on the Facebook page today, the Comedians Wrestling Facebook page, where you go to talk about wrestling at 4 in the morning. Sign up, $15, two entries, one for the men's, one for the women's Rumble, winner take all. Last year's Royal Rumble pool inaugural champion, Aaron Finney, looking to defend her crown, looking to take home that cash money. All you got to do is Venmo or PayPal me. I'll post all the details today on the page. But I need you all to get behind me and give shit to Alex fucking Trollman, the Twitter troll of all trolls, the new man of all news. Get in on him. He says he doesn't gamble. He's too big for the game. He's too big for the fun. But I think differently. So make sure you give him some shit on the page. Make him pony up the $15. He lives in his mom's basement. He's got the money. I know he does.
There's no basements in California,
let's do it, baby.
You idiot.
Yeah, but we, baby. Yeah, the girl's mom and she is fine.
First of all, Tulo.
Okay. Wait.
First of all, the only thing I gamble with, the only thing I gamble with, Tulo, is my life. And if you want to go all in, be my guest.
Wow, is that, do you challenge him to Russian roulette?
Yes. I'm gonna load that gun up with these hands.
Listen, jabroni. I mean, you don't gamble. You came and enjoy a Royal Rumble pool. They're fun.
I don't gamble.
It's not gambling. It's like when you watch it, it's fun. You pull a number and you go, oh, who do I get? Oh, fuck, I got Eric Rowan.
Look. If you guys need a little thrill in your life so you have this gambling pool, that's fine. But it's not for me. I don't get my kicks that way.
How do you get your kicks? At the Cannibal Corpse concert?
At the Cannibal Corpse concert.
Rawr!
The demon sitting in the tree. Rawr!
That's your favorite song, right?
Yeah.
I am the demon. And then Finn Balor comes out.
Yeah, that's my favorite song.
No, how do you get your kicks? That you don't. So you're saying you don't see the fun in watching the Royal Rumble with that little extra fun incentive of the randomness of, like, I picked number 8, and oh shit, I got John Cena, I have an actual chance. You don't think that's fun?
No.
Why?
Because.
What are you? Are you straight edge?
No, I'm not straight edge. You're lucky I'm not on mushrooms right now. I'm just saying, I don't need that extra jolt to enjoy it. Life is maybe boring for you guys, but not for me.
Hey, do you mean you don't have $15? I'll give you the $15.
I don't have a lot of money right now.
Okay. All right. So, okay. All right. Let's break the kayfabe down.
I just moved to a new apartment.
Okay. All right. Anyway, well, this is a great way to earn. You'll make like $200.
I'm eating like, you know, leftover muffins from the teachers' meeting here at UCB.
Listen, this is kayfabe. You could have kept the kayfabe going by crack the code. Dooman is poor. All right, cool. So anyway, join that. I promise you, Tulo ran it correctly last year. We Venmo'd him. He paid out. I certify it. Okay. I'll say that. I guarantee personally. I will personally guarantee the Royal Rumble pool. Okay.
Yeah, I guarantee it. What was that commercial?
Men's Warehouse.
Men's Warehouse.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, the Michelin guarantee. All right. Yo, Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt stared down this week. Epic.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Everything I love about wrestling in a ring. Yeah. Two maniacs laughing at each other. Not even putting hands on each other. No. Just,
for like 90 seconds straight.
This is my impression, right? Oh! Anyway, that's
cracking
it.
Himself up over here.
I love it. Anyway, yeah. So,
yeah, Bray Wyatt's laugh.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt.
Man.
That shit was great. Why was Matt Hardy's music was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing music. Why were the graphics
still Hardy Boys?
The Hardy Boys graphics.
Someone fucked up, I think.
I mean, we finally see is like this guy, they've been in court for like a fucking year to get the hold of this gimmick. They finally get it. Matt's ready to go. He's in the best shape of his life. They got the fucking perfect score. Someone sat there like keyed the music, and then all of a sudden he comes out and they're like, blow one tiny element of it. If it was just black, it would have looked fine.
Yeah.
Or just red, it would have looked fine for 1 week.
Or just like glass thing.
Just to play the old Hardy Boys logo. Yeah. Like, come on, man. He's clearly not that guy anymore. You know what that was?
This is hot garbage.
That's some hot garbage.
Corey Graves.
All right. All right. Anything else from Raw here? What's up with Alexa Bliss? Is she just feudless? I guess like because it's Rumble time, so she's just kind of like floating or whatever. But like, she does not feel like the champion at all,
right?
To give her any mic time, and right now she's just trying to like manipulate Nia Jax and stuff.
Yeah, and
I'm saying like right
and
now,
Asuka too.
Nia Jax's gimmick is Nia Jax right now. Her storyline is that she's has a sexual attraction to Enzo, right? And then the women's champion is just dabbling in that storyline, right?
Right.
I mean, we need to make her look like a threat.
Right.
They have to find a way to make Alexa Bliss like an actual physical threat.
Yeah.
She's great on the mic, but like, I mean, have her be like a real weasel. Like, have her be cheating and like setting traps or something. I don't know. Because right now she's just, I know she's like, they're going with like, she's verbally manipulating people and stuff, but like.
They need to have her slip like a brass knuckles or something. That she keeps using. Like, who is that? Who used to do that? Like, there was like old gimmick back in the 90s.
Yeah.
They would pull the brass knuckles out and use it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a bunch of people
did it. But they should do
Alexa
that.
Alexa Bliss and brass knuckles, I really like that combo. Yeah. That's great.
Like, just have them in her trunks and just pop them out, knock somebody out, put them back.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great call. She did like trick Nia Jax. She was like, I forgot what happened, but she said like Asuka called you like a stupid idiot or something. and it did work. And I did like that. But it was like, I want her to feel, you know, like more of like the champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Paige is hurt also, right? But she didn't wrestle this week.
No, but apparently she's hurt. Yeah, like real bad.
Shit. We're gonna have another one of these manias where everyone's hurt. All right. Okay. Yeah, I think that was everything from Raw. Cool. So let's go to a cash in before we move on to SmackDown.
SmackDown.
All right. Here's Charlie the Dryer Lent.
What's up, Jabroniacs? This is Charlie the Dryer Lint cashing in again. This time, I want to do something different. I want to get Dan and Alex your opinions on my new indie wrestler gimmick. So, here's what you do. You hype for, I don't know, weeks, months, however long you want to do it. You hype the troll. You make it, as much as you can, you make it seem like some, I don't know, Lord of the Rings, fantasy type, stupid character gimmick. And then you get to the big debut. And the music hits. And it's Rick Astley, never gonna give you up. And come out just dressed as an internet troll. You can come out with signs of memes, I don't know, Grumpy Cat, Harambe,
Fedora,
Kermit sipping some tea. And then each week, you do a different meme. And you are the troll, the internet troll, the swamp as a wrestler coming out to Rick Astley. Every week, everyone's getting Rick rolled. It's amazing. Fuck the revival. I'm out.
Okay, so I will. First off, I love the internet troll as a gimmick.
Yeah.
I think we could use some gimmicks that are like closer to the line of ridiculous but still work, right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, in our, we're putting out a bonus episode that's just for Patreon subscribers, okay? Or we might do a little pre. Well, yeah. Anyway, it's for Patreon patrons, okay? But I was watching the 2001 Royal Rumble. I was watching Right to Censor.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit is so good.
Yeah.
That is amazing. We'll get more into the details there. But that gimmick of like, that's very over the top.
Yeah.
And we'll save it for that episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
real quick though, Don Callis was in Right to Censor, right? Wasn't he like, or the Jackal?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like the leader?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the announcer for New Japan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how I recognized him.
Yeah.
But I thought he was Stevie Richards. one of those guys is Stevie Richards. I don't know. I got him confused. Anyway, so yeah, cool. So yeah, I mean, I think that's I like that gimmick.
Yeah.
That's funny. The internet troll.
Let's do it.
It's like the progressive liberal.
Yeah, I mean, we
could use some characters that are more fun like that. More than, you know, maybe Becky Lynch. She should start being the internet troll.
Yeah,
she kind of has like troll hair already.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, she would make more sense if, like, for some reason Marty Scurll gets brought up and has his steampunk thing and her steampunk thing. Put them together.
Yeah, but see, it works for Marty Scurll because his thing is like he's like a coward,
right?
So he's like a classic villain.
Right.
So you can map the villain gimmick perfectly to what he does. He's like, oh, all those old Batman villains, he's all them into one guy.
Right.
He's a complete coward. You know what I mean? And like that is like, what's Becky Lynch though?
Yeah, the last kicker, straight fire.
Yeah, she's garbanzo beans, bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
She's bulgogi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bulgogi. Speaking of bulgogi, Gabrus is... Cross our fingers
allegedly.
Coming in next. Allegedly coming in next week.
Putting down a hot ham and
fucking
cheese to come
bulgogi.
By.
Fuck, I want a hot ham and cheese now.
All right, guys. We don't fat shame here, okay? It's fat fuck. All right. all right. So let's move on to SmackDown. So they want to do this handicap mix. They're doing this match at the Rumble,
yeah.
Which I fucking love.
Yeah, yeah,
another
yeah.
thing. It's just awesome. These guys are going to go, and I love it. It was like a slip of the tongue by AJ, which seems to be Daniel Bryan's whole, like, his cool, like, GM strategy is like, you say what you're gonna slip up, say something, and I'm gonna book it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I like it. Like, they did that same thing this week where it's like, what, I have to beat them two times in one night? Actually, yeah, that is what you gotta do. I like that, it gets over, it works anyway. So, I like that. I think this match, what I think's gonna happen is right now they're keeping it very ominous. It's like, Daniel Bryan, what's he gonna do? But the thing. Right now, they think it's like, oh, hey, if we win, we're going to be co-champions.
Yeah.
I think Daniel Bryan's going to announce whichever one of you gets the pin is the champion.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's going to be the wrinkle. And then him and Shane are like, ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they're going to swerve it. Or Shane will add that stipulation. It'll piss off Daniel Bryan for whatever reason. They're really teasing their feud. Like, those guys are going to feud. He was, like, really attacking Shane's bloodline. I love the insults were so strong for the reaction.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, well, I've seen what your fucking family acts like. And he's like, that's like a punch you in the face line.
Well, because Shane is so bland at the moment.
Yeah.
And he just can't. He's, like, incapable. You know who he reminds me of? Shane McMahon reminds me of the guy. You taught a lot of improv classes. The guy who's, like, it's, like, level two. And he's like refuses to give up his high status
right.
in the scene, and he's never going to commit. So he's always fucking smiling at you, and he's you know what I mean? That's who Shane McMahon is. He's like never going to give up his high status.
Listen, are you going to say something? Not everyone who does this podcast has done improv. Can you do a relatable? This is
I was like saying that like that's I can picture that 100% in my head, but I'm thinking like who understands the audience?
Oh, I'm sorry. Relatable? Is this not the
what,
comedians
are you
of wrestling?
Are you fucking Anosh?
I'm
or
sorry.
Is Anosh still here? Anosh, are you around?
I'm sorry.
Anosh.
Yeah. Anosh.
What's up?
Come back in.
Yeah. Guys, still recording in here.
I want to give you an example of stuff not to do.
Okay.
Give me a fucking break. It's the comedians of wrestling. Look, when you're doing the form, the Herald.
No, cut that shit out. Okay.
The La Ronde. Okay. No, I was just saying that Vince that Shane McMahon reminded me of. His acting reminds me of a guy in an improv class who won't give up his high status and he's not going to commit. So he's smiling at you. Yeah. And Dan thinks that that's too
inside baseball. I know who Shane McMahon is.
Don't post shit on our Instagram.
Sounds accurate.
Don't post shit on our Instagram.
That might be an all right bit.
That's like, this is like improv. Don't fucking talk about improv. On the-
yes and.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to yes and Alex's suggestion.
Okay, no more. All right. Come on, guys.
I don't know why he talks so bad about this guy, Dan. He seems pretty...
I didn't talk bad about
him. No,
he's
right, though. That was a thinly veiled attempt at content, the Samoa Jody Foster.
We're not talking about that anymore. All right, it's fine.
All right.
It's fine. I don't want to talk about it. I don't like... Guys, I don't want to be the boss here. I just want to do a wrestling podcast. I'm doing this so I don't have to be a regular boss, okay? That's why I do this. I just take the note and let's move on. All right, so... I think Sami Zayn's finding a real sweet spot here for himself. Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited for him. That he really works like this, like, kind of like... Now, look, maybe as the number two man, but that's a real place. If he's like one of Scar's hyenas, mm-hmm. that's a reference everyone knows. Okay? Right? I didn't talk about like when Belushi did improv in the 60s. Or
okay.
No. Well, I did The Lion King, which is being remade as we speak.
I
ran on a treadmill next to Eric Andre the other day, okay? And I was thinking about how much more successful he is than me, but we still use the same treadmill. Anyway, what were you saying?
No, it's fine. I was just saying that fuck your Disney movies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. So it's one of Scar's hyenas. Okay, see, Anosh, that's a good reference.
Anosh is like 20.
Don't.
How old are you?
Not.
30.
30. Then you know what it is.
Okay, anyway.
Wouldn't know the Lion King?
I thought you were like 22.
Didn't know the Lion King.
Yeah. Okay, so, okay, a couple of small things from SmackDown. And the interesting thing is, SmackDown is like a lot of just like good matches,
yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah.
So I like that. But, oh, we didn't talk about the club. Shit.
We kind of did.
We'll come back to it. I want to talk about the club. Well, let's do it now before we get... Let's just back up for a sec. Right. The club. I hate calling people nerds. That is so corny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not... They're not pulling it off to be, like, ironic.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Even though that's what they're going for. Sorry. Like, I know you can't say anything bad about people who are in the Bullet Club or whatever, but Luke Gallows is not funny.
You don't think so?
No.
Not as Sex Ferguson? Have you seen
no,
that?
No, that is funny. But yeah. The nerds thing is not funny. Yes, right. Yeah. Everything was good in that. But he doesn't make me laugh. He, like, broski and stuff.
The ski stuff I could do.
Do not that. Like any of it. Carl Anderson saying my hot Asian wife is kind of fucked up.
It's kind of swampy
territory. Yes. Just to be like, especially you're talking about your wife, just being like, my wife's hot because she's Asian. It's like, right? It's weird.
Yes.
It is funny, though. I will say, like, look, I'm not going to be a person who says, like, it made me laugh the first time. But constantly saying it, and then she's just not there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It also taps into this thing where, like, Asian women are constantly fetishized.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's something there that makes me go, all right. Like, just it's a little dated. I'm not saying it's, like, the most offensive shit, whatever. It's wrestling. But the club, I will say Balor looks instantly cooler having mm-hmm. goons. It's always a good way to get a guy over. But like, say like, we're going to call this guy a nerd. Sorry. In that exchange, Jason Jordan looked better.
Right.
I thought so.
Yeah.
The Champions Club response was just funnier. It felt like Kurt Angle, to be honest, what it felt like. I don't know. And then Balor Club does not work for me.
Yeah. They can't call it Bullet Club.
Right. But then Balor Club is just this guy's club.
It should be the club, right?
The club is, call it the club.
Yeah.
And you can't be part of the club.
Yeah.
Seems like you guys just want to be in the club. See you later, nerds.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all right, that works a little more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know why nerds doesn't work for me. The way they say it, I bet it could be sold. But
yeah.
If they said jabronis, it would get over so hard.
Because
that's what the sweet spot of Bullet Club is.
Right.
Is they already use the wrestling lexicon.
Right,
they already pull
right.
from it. And that's their whole thing. They do too sweet and that. Or they just now say jabroni also.
Yeah.
Oof. That. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
But the fact that they can't, the nerds thing, I mean, the shirt is stupid.
There's a nerd shirt?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's the nerd O-meter.
Oh, my. Oh, that is a terrible merch. Looks like something Anosh made.
Yeah, anyway. Fuck it. Hashtag Anosh. All right. No. All right.
Scrap my nerd idea.
No. See, I was trying to be constructive with you. Yeah. He's just angry because he doesn't have $15 for the Rumble. He's in dirty buff.
Look, I took a lift over here. If you could reimburse me, that'd be...
yeah. Okay. So, all right. So let's get into it. Oh, all right. I know you're here. All right. So Fandango was fucking hilarious this week.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what. It's 2018. It's a new year. He's excited. You guys, go back. Watch it. We got to post it on there. Actually, I'm going to do an impression of it.
You talk about his
walk.
The
little video, an impression of it, and you'll put it side by side.
Perfect.
Okay. We can do that content. What?
His walk?
His walk was so funny. And then his walk was so fucking flaming or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But it was so fucking good.
Yeah.
And then he walked down and then he got in the ring and he grabbed the ropes and he started air humping like with his pelvis so hard. It was so funny.
Yeah. And he's in incredible shape.
First off, he's always been in amazing shape.
Yeah.
Second off, He is such a fucking funny actor.
Yeah.
I don't understand. They tried to push him. He beat Jericho at Mania. It was like a big deal.
Yeah.
It was known as a big mistake. It was at WrestleMania 29, you know? I don't understand how you, like, his talent. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand how, like, they didn't, he's not, I don't understand how he, like, they couldn't find that spot. I mean, he was over with the doo-doots, yeah. But, like, to me, a guy, like, this guy, I don't know. When I saw his old NXT, I think it was NXT, right? Like, his old videos I was watching of him when he was training, like, you're like, this guy's, like, fucking stud.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I don't know. I don't know. For him to be just,
well,
like,
they gave him a win, right? They gave him a win over,
Over Rusev Day.
Yeah, which is fine.
I love Rusev ripping the shirt now.
Oh,
like Hogan.
My God.
Rusev, very
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is, this guy's name is Fundango?
No.
Fundango.
All right. Fandango.
Fundango. Fundango.
It's spelled like Fandango, but the joke is that you want to pronounce it Fandango, but he's correcting you, saying it's Fandango.
What does Fundango mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's just his name. It's just a gimmick. Do you understand what it... All right, whatever. All right.
Okay. I think that's a question you should ask.
All right. So, we'll get into it. I thought... All right. Fandang was great. We'll post that. Anything else? I already said that. Gable, they gave him a really long segment. I thought he did a nice job. It was, you know...
Yeah.
Gable's got a lot of work to do to match his potential. He's got a lot of potential, and he's not showing...
Yeah.
He's not showing the fluidity that I'm looking for. And I'm shocked because I really thought he was the guy over Jordan, but I see more in Jordan. That being said, Jason Jordan's getting this incredible writing and booking that Gable is not getting.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got a singles run for like 4 seconds where he had a great match against AJ, you know? And so I'm interested to see where Gable goes. I thought he would be further along by now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Jason Jordan would be way low jabroni status.
Mm-hmm. I think Gable is kind of funny though. Like as his this sort of like shitty like he the shoosh was super funny. I do see some potential in him because I do find him funny.
Yo. Totally. All right, I mean I think that's everything. Anything else you want to cover? Anything else you've written down? Hit that Rumble pool. Remember, the cash-ins are back on, so feel free. Your cash-ins will be on the show. Zig has decided to come back from his extensive vacation.
Refreshed, baby.
Yeah. Mixed tag thing.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying these videos. Like, they're saying the teams. I'll watch that.
Yeah,
like Strowman and Alexa. It seems like a fun team. I'll watch that.
Some of them don't make any sense to me, like Shinsuke Nakamura and Natalya. Like
I know. That's,
okay.
She was just the women's champ, so I mean, like on paper, they're both good on paper,
right?
And then
the Miz and Asuka.
Yeah, that's
which
great.
Is interesting. Yeah.
I mean, that's great for that's good. All right. You know what? I'm also going to say start thing. I give something a shirt a cow approved merch.
Mm-hmm.
So that Asuka shirt is approved cow merch.
Which one is this?
Her shirt. You see it. It's cool. The design is cool on it. If you're looking for a nice crunchy shirt, I approve that merch. Anything. All right. Let's let's record a bonus episode.
All right.
Yeah. So, hey, everyone, for right now, you're done listening to your episode, and you're like, all right, I got to wait till next week for another episode, you know? But if you will become a patron, a Patreon subscriber, for a small fee, just cents on the day, you'll get our bonus episode, right? Today, we're going to be recording one of our time capsule episodes. We have different bonus episodes. This one, me and Newman, we watched Royal Rumble 2001, and we're going to record an episode like a regular comedians of episode.
I was going in the bank.
I gave you a
fucking that right now.
Davis! Fuck!
Mark!
Whoa.
Fuck.
Episode.
I'm so caffeinated.
You sound like a fucking SoundCloud rapper.
episode. All
right. I'm so caffeinated, I don't know where I am. All right, anyway, we'll add it to the soundboard. It's fair game.
Holy fuck.
We'll add it to the soundboard. It is fair game.
Oh, man.
Time capsule episode where we watch the 2001 Royal Rumble, and we're going to record an episode like it just happened, and we're here recording podcasts, even though in 2001 podcasts didn't exist. All right?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was pretty fucking dope pay-per-view. So, yeah, anyway, hey, check it out. You keep watching wrestling. Remember, the cash-in number is 316-530-2429. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Hashtag fucking Anosh.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.